Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How do you guys be? Woo! How does it get better than this? Today is April 18th. And if you are lucky, taxes are done. Woo! Yep. Taxes are done. There's that responsibility out of the way. And now we just have to deal with what's going on in the environment, right? So you've heard this past weekend, people were very upset, very concerned as to what's going on in the world, especially with these earthquakes going on. Yes, it is movement. There was an earthquake in Japan, which was so powerful that the island of Japan got moved 3 feet southwest. Can you believe that? How strong did that have to be for the whole island to move 3 feet? And then, not just only that, but it also grew 9 inches out of the water. Man. And then, of course, there was the earthquake in Ecuador, and where a lot of people died as well. And there's many people unaccounted for still. But amazingly enough, there are also 47 volcanoes erupting lava in the floor of the ocean, Pacific Ocean. We are really active. This is a heavy activity period for Mother Earth. Huh? And the way I picture this as I was meditating, talking to her, it's like all she's doing is a little stretching, just a little stretching. And she moves an island down southwest, 3 feet southwest. And then she raises islands nine inches up. And then a little shake of herself, and she does so much to us. And if she really wanted, she could destroy us. Right? All she has to do is a little sneeze and the whole planet shakes and bakes right away. And we're nothing but just a speck of dust in the reality of it all. Interesting, huh? Good to put in perspective. What's really fascinating to me is that she is so powerful, yet so gentle to us. She's been so gentle that she's been controlling her movements so that she doesn't hurt the humans that she needs in order to go on to increase her vibration so that she can go on to the 5D and she can continue to go up in vibration. It's amazing to me. Because as you know, when the planets were created, there was a lot of seismic activity. I mean, that's what created the mountains. That's what created the valleys. That's what created the oceans, the separation of the oceans, the movement of the plateaus on the earth, on the planet. And it just moves and moves and moves. But she's been so gentle and so kind to us, Mother Nature. She's been absolutely fabulous. And she wants us here. She really does. What is really funny to me as well is that when people say we have to recycle to save the earth. You have to do this to save the earth. No, we don't. We don't have to do a thing to save the earth. The earth will continue to be there. It's not the earth we're trying to save. We're trying to save us, the humans, the beings on the planet. That's who we're trying to save. If we continue to pollute, if we continue to cut trees, if we continue to do all of that, there's not going to be the trees that clean the air for us to have clean air to breathe. But it's not going to hurt the Earth, the planet. The planet will continue to go on with or without us. More likely, it'll be easier for it without us. But at the same time, we have a symbiotic relationship where she needs us and we need her to live. She needs us to elevate herself to the next phase, and we need her in order to live. So we have a very codependent relationship with each other. But she really, truly, she can do without us, but we cannot do without her. It really is that true. And right now she's just stretching a little bit, just stretching to see what it is and what it's not, and kind of like a child, you know, moving in the sleep. Just stretch a little arm, just stretch a little leg, and then just a little bit. She does so much. It's good and bad to us. It's not really bad. It's just what she needs to release, that pent-up energy that she has in order to not explode completely out of control. Yeah, it's amazing. So, anyways, I was thinking about that we need to, there's a lot of fear going on. Fear of what's going to be, fear of what's going to happen, fear that there's going to be an earthquake and people are going to die. The thing is, when you are in fear, you are attracting what you're afraid of faster than not. So it's best to let go of that fear and think of positive results. If you think of positive results, then you're not worried about the negative consequences. So, and for that, we're going to do a activation that I did for a friend of mine. And it was given by someone else, by someone else. And it was such a gentle energy, such a gentle energy. And it's just, I loved it. But before we do that, what I would like to do is, I would like to do some numbers coding for the salvation of mankind, so that we all, everybody, so that we all come out of this flexing of muscles from Gaia, a stretching of Gaia. Well, and we're not into, and people do not get hurt. So we'll do that. Okay? So it's going to be pretty much, it's going to be a technique here where, let's go ahead and do some number sequencing for normalization to help people in earthquakes. And just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and exhale. And go ahead and ground yourself. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide, and pull energy from the earth, up your feet, your legs, your torso, and out your crown. Ground the energy, deep and wide, and pull the energy through your body and out your crown. Now, imagine it's tomorrow, and people are happy, and people are just telling you that everything is well, family, your friends, that everything is well, and that they are so glad that there's no more activity on Earth. Seismic activity on Earth. Let it just be a communication, a conversation between you and them. And just have the conversation now. Go ahead and repeat after me the following numbers. 1 9 3 1 8 8 8 9 4 1 9 8 2 8 9 0 6 1 8. And imagine this number sinking deep into the earth. One more time. As I say each number, imagine it going straight into the earth. In some numbers, you might feel like you need to concentrate a little bit longer. In some, you might not. But as I say each number, imagine it, you sending it deep into the earth. 4 1 9 3 1 8 9 4 1 8 9 8 2 8 9 0 6 1 8. And just feel what's going on. Feel what's going on at your feet. Feel what's going on with Earth. One more time. The last time. Imagine the numbers going into the Earth. 4 1 9 3 1 8 8 8 9 4 1 8 9 4 1 9 8 2 8 9 0 6 1 8. So thank you. These are Gregory Grabois numbers to prevent possible disasters. Thank you, thank you, thank you for contributing your energies to it. Now, let's go ahead and be one with Gaia. And continue to ground yourself. Take a deep breath and exhale. Continue to breathe and allow the energies to come and nurture you. Allow the energies to nurture you. Open your heart. Time to be vulnerable. Nature does not judge. Drop your barriers. Let yourself relax and melt into nature. Go ahead and extend this energy to your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great grandparents, your siblings, your cousin, future generation. And let's go ahead also and extend these energies to friends and to friends. It's already done, family. So let's go ahead and extend it to all your friends who are willing to receive it. Good job. Let's go ahead and extend these energies to your past lifetimes and future lifetimes. There you go. Good job. And just be with this energy and feel the mother's nurture. Feel the nurturing of a mother. Good job. Very good job. Now let's go ahead and ground the energy. Ground. And pull energy from the earth. Out your roots, out your body, out your crown. Ground. And I'm letting pull energy more than even. Up your roots, up your head, up your torso, and now your crown. Good job. A contribution to the earth. So as she continues to be, to take it easy on us, so we can continue to live on the planet. But there's no need to fear. There's no need to fear. This climate change that we're experiencing, it's a normal cycle for the earth. We haven't caused it. We're not the cause for it. She changes. She requires a change in order to continue to evolve. But we do need to watch out so that we are able to have clean air, clean water, food that we can eat and be healthy with it. It's all about us and not about the earth. The earth will continue to be here long after we're gone. But if we want to be here, then we got to take care of it. It's our home. Ah, thank you, Gaia. Thank you, Pachamama. Thank you, Mother. We're very grateful for all that you did for us. Very grateful. When you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your face. And open your eyes. How are you guys doing? Are you blessed now? Are you so nurtured? Yeah. Those energies are very nurturing, right? You just feel one with nature. I love that activation. It's one of my favorites. So remember, you cannot do anything wrong. You haven't done anything wrong. The earth is going through its normal cycles, I guess, of weather changes. I would say like Adamus, not Adamus, but like Cryon says, we are in a mini age, mini ice age, where things are going to be colder and things are not going to be so hot. And the weather is going to be changing all the time. It's not going to be like it used to be before, where we had the, you know, the seasons really marked: spring, summer, fall, winter. It's going to be very flexible. And on top of that, we're going to have some reshaping of the planet itself, like Japan moving 3 feet southwest. That's interesting. And then growing 9 inches out of the water. That's also interesting. Wow, right? So there's a lot of activity in the Pacific Rim. It's called the Wheel of Fire, I think. But there's a lot of activity out there. But there's no need for you to be in fear. All we have to do is be in gratitude with Earth and ground with her. And that's it. There's no need to be in fear at all. No need to feel overwhelmed or that it's the end of the world. I heard several times this guy thinking, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. No, it's not. Don't make it bigger than it is. Don't make it bigger. You attract that which you fear. So remember that. So don't go into this, you know, fear-based actions or emotions, because that's what you're going to be attracting. Instead, picture yourself being tomorrow, the end of tomorrow, and having somebody tell you, wow, this is great. No deaths today, no earthquakes today. And have the conversation based on how things are going well, how things are happening for you, and how you're glad that everybody is safe. And if there was an earthquake, it was in places where nobody lives. So there was no damage to anybody. Just have that kind of mentality and picture that happening like that. If you go into, oh, things are, it's the end of the world, you're attracting that. So be aware of your thoughts. Remember, you guys are powerful creators. And creation starts with a thought. If you think it's the end of the world, guess what you're going to create tomorrow, right? So be aware of what you're thinking. It's been my honor and my pleasure to be here with you. I'm looking forward to being with you next Monday. Have a great week. Namaste.